You are Locked On Angels, your daily Los Angeles Angels podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Sam Blake Ward, and happy Friday to you, TGIF. I hate to do this to you. It's going to be a very short episode today as we've got a travel day. Very early game for the Angels playing the Cubs at 11:20 Pacific time. And just some quick notes from that. Mike Trout is not with the team currently. Not to be fret, though. He's being evaluated here in Southern California. Brad Ausmus didn't rule him out playing this series. He might play this series, but you think about it, it's going to be about 50 degrees in Chicago. That's why they're playing these early day games. And, you know, he has that groin stress injury. You mix cold weather in with muscle strains, it just doesn't work out. So it's more of a safety cushion thing. Obviously, you want Mike Trout in the lineup, but this is the smarter decision for the organization. Also from Brad Ausmus this morning, Shohei Ohtani hit off a machine. The timetable remains the same as early May is kind of the target date, but that is steady improvement and something that is definitely worth monitoring. Shohei Ohtani actually close to return, maybe, what's this, April 12th, so, two, 3 weeks? That's not bad. That's not bad at all. A little more on the Angels front. Joe Maddon talking to Jordan Bastian. This is on Twitter. They use Jerry West for the NBA. They should start using him for the emblem in MLB. That's Joe Maddon on Mike Trout, and that's how much he likes Mike Trout. I think it's a brilliant idea, but the guy on the MLB logo already looks like Mike Trout, so I don't know about that one. Now, even though this is a short podcast, I did promise a few questions would be answered. I'm doing a fan mailbag over at whosonfirstball.wordpress.com. And what we're going to do is take some of the best ones from Twitter. This one from Corey Kozek, at C. Kozek. Best high school pitcher in this year's draft. That's going to be Matt Allen out of Seminole High School in Florida. You could argue that maybe Brennan Malone is one of those guys. But for me personally, and I think when we're talking to everyone consensus-wise, it is going to be Matt Allen from Seminole High School. Mid-90s, two other pitches that show plus. Command is kind of the only thing, but it's not a great year for high school pitchers. Maybe more for the projectable side, but Matt Allen will be the primary guy there. This one from James Dixon. What are the Angels doing with their starters in the minors? Seems like they're managing more workloads for starts or piggybacking them. What are the benefits of doing this? The Angels have been a little bit hush-hush about what's going on exactly when it comes to terms of this, but yes, they are doing piggybacking for a lot of guys. Everyone is making sure to get full innings. They're kind of limiting some guys, some of the top prospects. They're letting them stretch themselves out progressively, maybe starting at 50 pitches and then moving forward. But yeah, this is something new for the Angels. It seems they're giving the relief prospects the late innings, which is a great thing. It benefits them because they get the roles of possibly pitching in the late innings, possibly it's still high leverage situation. And then the piggybacking, you're just giving guys innings. And when it comes to development, you know, you're not looking at wins, losses for these affiliates. You're looking at how they develop the players. And it's only a benefit if they're winning games. But yeah, this is a fantastic thing I think that the Angels are doing. This one from Andrew Rhodes at @arhodes77. Do you have any idea with the type of pitcher that Matt Swanson and Epler would target in for a first-round pick? We already have a pretty good idea of the position player they target, but is this the loudest tool still on the board? Andrew, when it comes to these pitchers, Billy Epler came out about a year or two ago saying velocity is the vital to success, and there's a lot of records that show that. A lot of data does show that. If we look back, it's still athletic pitchers. And what you can do with the athletic pitcher is very different from what you can do with a really stiff guy. Spin ability, you look at spin rate and TrackMan data, and now we have all that for high school and college. College information from TrackMan goes straight to the Major League Baseball teams. So I think when we're just looking in general, yeah, you're talking about loud tools. You're talking about spin ability, velocity, athleticism. That's upside. So I think that's kind of what they're looking for if they were going to take a pitcher in the first round. That is not me saying they will, but I am definitely not telling you that they are taking a pitcher. From Ron Mexico, he's been listening in. Ron, a pleasure having you on the listening on the show. He says, TB Dub. I love that, man. I love that so much. Taylor Blake Ward, TBW. That's what people have been calling me for a long time. But TBW, what's your favorite football team? Well, Ron, I'm a Packers fan. And I will say this, though. I was a Rams fan for the Super Bowl. I just love a good story. So basically, if it's not the Chicago Bears and it's not the Minnesota Vikings, I'll probably root for the underdog. I'll root for the better story. And that's my personal preference. Brad at UH Angels fan. He also is a loyal listener to the show. Brad, thanks for tuning in. He says, any catchers in the draft the Angels might look at? I can't speak for the Angels when it comes to the second or third round picks just yet. We won't know that until, you know, very short time before the draft. The two catchers at the top of this draft when it comes to the first round are Adley Rutschman, who is, he's not going to make it to the Angels by any sense. He is likely going to be the first overall pick, the top talent in this draft. So I'm sorry, you know, Adley Rutschman just not there. Shang Langliers, though, he's out of Baylor, defense first catcher, and his defense is so good, he's going to be a first rounder based on that. He can hit a little bit, but it's just not a very good hit tool. And I think the Angels, as much as they need catching prospects, you don't draft for need, you never do. And they'd want a more athletic catcher. Not anything against Langliers, but I don't think he's going to be one of the guys that's on the Angels' front list when it comes to prospects in this draft. Like we said, this is a short show, and I apologize. Just a travel day for me personally. Angels play an early game, so we got to get underway and get this out before the game starts. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at LockedOnAngels. You can follow me personally at Taylor Blake Ward. And you can download today's show through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or my personal favorite, the new Himalaya podcasting app. Free and easy to download through your Apple app or Google Play Store. Let's also talk about Blue Chew. BlueChew.com is offering a special promotion for our listeners. Head over to BlueChew.com, insert promo code MLB, and your first shipment comes free. Blue Chew is a better, cheaper, faster choice for male enhancement. It's a chewable with the same FDA-approved ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work, and since they're chewable, they work twice as fast, and you can use them day or night. Blue Chew, the better, cheaper, faster choice. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I know we cut it short. Today is Friday, though. Special day for us. TGIF. We hope your Friday is wonderful. We'll see you on Monday. Same time, same place. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone.